like, it's not always perfect, everything, you know? It's not always everyone else's family. That's fucking weird as hell. That's fucked up and assholes. My own family also fucking sucks. This is in reference to that other episode where my quote-unquote uncle, his family fucked him over by selling his kid's shit. But, my dad, he works for my uncle, who owns an electrical company. He's one of the master electricians. What the fuck ever, dude? You're still an asshole. He's just that. He's an asshole. His kid is, you know, he's a big motherfucker. Did roids in high school. Played football. Still does roids. Doesn't play football. He's just an asshole now. So, you know, a big buff motherfucker. I ain't scared of no man. I ain't scared of no guy. Motherfucker, he'll shoot you dead. Not give a shit. This is in reference to a drunk Tennessee hillbilly that works for the drill crew and shit. He's like head honcho motherfucker. And Billy laid hands on him. Not like punch him or some shit, but you know that rough shoulder grab where you're trying to be threatening and shit. Billy did that shit to Shannon, who was like the lead head drill dude or what the fuck ever. And Shannon was taken aback because, you know, he's used to being the big bad motherfucker because, you know, he's a drunkard. Drunks usually think he's a big bad motherfucker. And he's a functional drunk. You know, 6-pack a day and he's still fucking sober. But, he tried to pull that shit on my dad. Billy did. Tried to lay hands on him. My dad said, don't fucking touch me. Cut your goddamn hand off. Don't fucking touch me, Billy. And Shannon said, don't do it, bro. He's being serious, bro. Don't fucking touch him. Which is really weird, because Shannon hates my dad's fucking guts. Because as soon as my dad figures out how to, you know, be the head man on the drill, Shannon and his little posse are likely to get fucking fired. Because it's him, his son, his cousin, and his other cousin, which my dad became friends with the other cousin, this little short nigga named Ross. He's a real friendly little fella. They're both assholes at heart. My dad and Ross are. But, Shannon, oh, you fired me, I'll take blah, 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 blah with me. We don't give a shit. Supposedly he's also gonna take fucking kiddos and Boy Scouts with. We're gonna take him with him. That kid's not gonna find a new job. Shannon will leave his ass high and dry. Because he only got to the company because he used me and my dad as references. Because he spouted off, oh yeah, I know, blah, 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 blah. And he used our last names. He gave specific names like R.A. blank and his dad, R.A. blank blank. And that's the only reason he's in the fucking company. I'm gonna stop taking up your goddamn time. Keep, stay cool, keep your stick on the ice, and, get fucked. For the videos coming henceforth, this is going to be the second part, so that way y'all don't have to listen to the advertisement before actually hearing the podcast and whatnot.